is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, based in London. He writes the political economics column. And since we last had a chance to observe Europe and London, we've had the world turn several times, including the G7 in Cornwall, NATO in Brussels, EU trade talks in Brussels, the Geneva summit in Switzerland between the two presidents, and the virus, the Delta virus. I go to the news fresh from London. Matt Hancock, who is the Minister of Health for the Boris Johnson government. Matt Hancock told MPs during a debate in the Commons on the delay to the lockdown roadmap that the Delta variant now accounts for 96% of new COVID-19 release cases in the UK. The health secretary said that the number of cases is rising. Hospitalizations are starting to rise too, the latter up 48% over the last week. However, he said, a majority of those hospitalized are people under 50 who have not had yet had both jabs, and added that deaths do remain low. Joe, a very good evening to you in London. This is fresh news. The overarching is that the Prime Minister has delayed reopening. The Delta variant, a.k.a. the India variant, under 50 is a new profile, because we were told beforehand it was the senior members of society, that would be me, and not the young members of society, that would be you. What is the state of alarm in London now? How do we regard this Delta variant, especially because the logic says it's coming our way? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John. Well, I mean, in terms of state of alarm in the UK, it depends entirely on whom you ask, because I think certainly the government say that they're very concerned about this, and scientific advisors to the government are very concerned about it, for the reasons that you stated. I mean, they have observed that this variant of the coronavirus is more easily transmissible than other variants, including the Alpha variant, or the Kent variant, that had emerged here in the UK over the winter. So there is some concern that it can spread more easily. It does seem to make younger people somewhat sicker than previous iterations of the virus had done. Remember, the story of this pandemic has really been that the older you were, the more likely you were to be seriously affected by it. That might be changing a little bit. And it also is true that younger people are ending up in the hospital a bit more than they used to. But there are a bunch of caveats to this negative story that other people here in the UK are picking up on. So first off, the Delta variant responds very well to the vaccination that is currently available, particularly once you've had the second dose, which is actually one reason why there are so few elderly people going into the hospital with this variant. It's because in the UK, the vast majority of people over 50 have already been offered the vaccine. A lot of them have already had their second dose and have very good immunity to this. And you're also finding that even though hospitalizations are up by scary-sounding percentages, that's from a very low baseline because hospitalizations have been quite low a couple months ago. And the younger people who are going in are tending not to be as sick as patients who are going into hospital in previous waves. They require less intensive care, and they get discharged from the hospital sooner after fewer days in the hospital. So there's a lot of confusion about how worried to be about this. And I think the government is taking a very cautious approach, but increasingly people, including in the parliament, are asking whether that's really justified by the phenomenon that we're seeing.
Hence the debate in Parliament with the health secretary. At the same time, I'm seeing stories in these last hours about a supply shortage of Pfizer, the AstraZeneca vaccine, which emerged from a combination of work on the continent and work in the United Kingdom, is now under review in several countries. So Pfizer, which is used heavily here in the United States along with Moderna, is now available to the UK. But the headline, Pfizer supply shortage forces COVID vaccine rollout to slow down, rate at which jabs dispensed set to fall further. as supplies cut in hotspots where infections have taken hold among younger groups. So are we seeing panic because there are shortages? Are we seeing hoarding? Are regions pointing fingers, such as happened during the worst of the pandemic?
Well, you're not seeing quite so much hoarding or that kind of behavior just because the vaccination program in the UK still is centrally administered by the National Health Service, the socialized medical system here. So there's a high degree of control over the supply and administration of the vaccine. Now, any issues that they run into with supply of Pfizer are going to become a problem and kind of a self-inflicted problem. Because remember, in recent months, we've also been talking about all of these, you know, quote-unquote concerns that had emerged over the potential for very rare blood clotting side effects for younger people who received the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is one that happens to be in pretty abundant supply here in the UK. So they've now backed themselves into this corner where on the one hand, they claim that it is ultra important they vaccinate all of the young people against the serious threat of the Delta variant. But at the same time, they still seem to be claiming the more readily available vaccine is somehow too dangerous to give to them. And it raises this question about which one is more dangerous than the other. But again, I mean, that's an example of how they twist themselves into knots, you know, in terms of the policy response to this, the deeper into this that we get.
Joseph, along with the stories of Pfizer and the debate in Parliament, there are columns and voices emerging from the reporting. That's all I have. You're living there, so you can hear it on the street, that we could only describe as defiant about the Prime Minister's extension of the lockdown. Is this something on television also, people saying, I don't care what he says, I'm going back to my life, they're not going to do this to me again? Or is this just around the margins, people saying, I'm going to work in my garden, but I will generally not go to the pub?
Well, I think that the problem you run into is that there is definitely a lot of pushback on the decision to delay the last step of the reopening by 4 weeks, which is what has happened here. Now, the problem is you have to ask, well, who would defy that step? And the reality is that right now, after the stages of reopening the UK has already been through, there's a high degree of freedom for individual people. You know, you're allowed to go freely. You know, a lot of offices have started to reopen. You know, a lot of hairdressers are open. Pubs and restaurants and bars are open, although at reduced capacity. So individuals who are the ones you would ordinarily expect to be protesting are the ones who can do things. The people who are really suffering here are certain industries. So the travel industry is suffering terribly from the government's incoherent policy on entry and exit restrictions in terms of international travel. The nighttime industries, nightclubs and the like, are suffering terribly because they have not been allowed to reopen yet. The theater industry is suffering because they have not been allowed to reopen at full capacity yet. The problem is they can't necessarily afford to protest because, you know, for example, their liquor licenses might be at stake, or they could be very easily fined by the government in, you know, for opening in defiance of the restrictions, you know, fined in ways that would really hit these already very financially vulnerable businesses. So unfortunately, I think that a lot of the people who are hurt most by the government's kind of incoherent decision to extend the lockdown by 4 weeks are the ones who aren't really in a position to protest by just defying it.
The puzzle here is the logic of this sentence from the reporting. Matt Hancock, the health secretary, said that although eradicating the virus completely was, quote, not possible, Mr. Hancock was confident the next 4 weeks would be enough to, quote, get this job done. Joe, that doesn't sound like science to me. That sounds like rhetoric. So after 4 weeks, while the Delta is not eradicated, it's safer? Is that the logic that they're presenting on the television?
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't make a huge amount of sense, you know, this line that they're kind of coming out with. Now, the best case argument for extending the lockdown by 4 more weeks and then ending it is that it is, does give them time to push forward with the vaccination program. I think that within days, they expect to now be opening up vaccination to anyone aged 18 or over who wants it. That's really going to, you know, obviously going to be the last adult age group. They're already vaccinating people into their mid-20s. So, you know, in theory, that gives you time to build up this vaccine immunity to this variant that responds well to vaccination, and then you can open up at that point. But, you know, there is a certain incoherence here, and what's been striking is that, you know, Matt Hancock is one of the government ministers who is associated most closely with support for the lockdowns, who has been talking throughout this, you know, the most as if it would somehow be possible to eradicate the virus entirely, which we all know is not possible. Michael Gove is another minister in the government who's been you know, promulgating that line. And what's been striking the past couple of days is that suddenly they are out there giving statements about how, well, actually we're not going to eradicate it and we have to learn to live with it and we have to recognize it will always be here. You know, it makes me suspect that there have been discussions where, you know, perhaps it has been impressed on them that these lockdowns cannot continue indefinitely, and they need to start making some effort to explain to the public that this previous line that the public has been hearing, that somehow if we just tried hard enough and locked down long enough, the virus would completely disappear from Britain's shore. I mean, now I think these politicians are in the position of having to explain that that was just never realistic.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column. He's based in London. The virus, the Delta variant, the story is not yet done. However, we turn to something that will also always be with us, fear of inflation, when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.